Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is, and welcome to the Now Sabbath Gathering Online Ministry. And I want to just thank you in advance who are listening. And I trust that you will receive a benefit, a spiritual benefit, a spiritual from your listening and participating on this evening. This is Apostle W.J. Armstrong, who is your messenger for today. And we have a topic. The topic is, I will bless you, comma, you will bless others. I will bless you. Yesterday, we had a discussion on the apostle time. And today, you will find that it is a slight different twist to the message. Today, we're going to break it down. What is the topic saying to you is my first question. What does that mean? What does the topic say to you? I will bless you. You, comma, you will bless others there. And what is the scriptural basis of that statement? We're going to practice all of that. And we're going to keep it simple and keep it at a level where everything can be applied to our daily living. Let us pray. Almighty, our election creator, will come to you now as humble as we know how, asking that your Holy Spirit lead us into all truth, into all understanding, and help us, as your word clearly states, we lean not on our understanding, but on all every word that comes out of your mouth. So if we are at a point where we don't understand, we look to your word and see what you have to say about it. And we know then that what you have said is applicable. In the name of your beloved son, amen. The topic, I will bless you, comma. Who's the I? Could be a person. For years, the I would have been me. I will bless you. Speaking to someone else. I will bless you. I might not use the word blessing, but I give this to you. I. Now let's just take a look at what this blessing means. We see that Eastern Bible Dictionary, the word bless, we see it states that God blesses his people when he bestows on them some gift, temporal or spiritual. And so here we say that God bless. We can say that God is the I. And, you know, let's continue to practice that. I. How did it drop out of the sky? Were you walking along and all of a sudden you saw this money laying there? That's the type of blessing you were looking for? Or did he to someone and that someone came to you and bless you? And then how do you receive that? Do you see that blessing come from the divine? Or do you see that blessing came from that particular individual? And we can look at it. I know I just do. I didn't associate the blessing with God for the most part when that individual gave me something, that a need that I had. I was more thankful to the individual, not understanding that that individual responded out of what was in their heart. And where did he or she get that what was in their heart? If it was a true blessing, it came from the divine. And that's what I mean by a true blessing, one that does not have strings attached. And then we know that if it came from the world, and we know that the enemy controls the world, and we allow the enemy to control the world, because on this earth, according to Psalm 16, where God clearly said that the earth is for the children of men, and that means this is ours. The earth is ours, yours and mine. And also in Genesis 1:26, he said that he gave us dominion over the earth. Now, what about that we humans don't understand, and we allow people to come in and do all kinds of things to the earth in the name of God, whenever God gave us specifically stated that he did not give one particular group or one individual absolute control or authority over anything. He said that it was for the children of men. Well, maybe we're not children of men. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's why we don't understand what God was saying to us. Elohim was saying to us. We have to think about all this. We just go along to stay long, and we know, well, God is faithful. Oh, well. But he gave it to us. He's holding us accountable. Are we being the good stewards of the earth? I want us to think about all of this. So now, if we look at it from that perspective, then whatever anybody give to us, it's a blessing from the Creator. That no matter what form it takes, Elohim, the Creator, created it. It just took a different image or a different form, but it still belongs to the Creator. He said, I will bless you. So why is it that we want our blessing to come from any place other than the Word? Now, let's apply that. Let's see how that grows out of Genesis chapter 12. Let me put my glasses on, verses 2 and 3. It says, the Lord tell Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household. In order to get the blessing, Abraham has to do something. In order for us to get the blessing, maybe we have to do something. He said, leave your country, leave your people, and your father's household. So evidently that must have been something there that was holding him, some wealth or some something. And then it says, and go to the land I will show you. What will happen if some being that tells you that, and you've never seen that being before, and you grew up in a household of idols, and you know those idols can't talk. They have eyes, they can't see, they have ears, they can't hear, they have mouth, and they can't speak, they have nose, and they can't smell. They have arms and hands and can't touch. They have legs and feet and can't walk. But yet, something is going to speak to you and tell you to leave your country, leave your people and your father's household, the Word of God. So we have to sit with this stuff and sit with the Word and let the Word resonate with us, and we must meditate and reflect on it so we can get the full meaning of what is being said. And then he says, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. Now, I think about it. A great nation? How long would that going to take, Lord? I can just hear now the thoughts running through, his mind. You sure, Lord? Lord, it's just me and Sarah. How is that going to happen? He had faith. He believed that he could receive the blessing and that the blessing was not coming from man, coming from the Creator. And it says, God blesses his people when he bestows on them some gift, temporal or spiritual. Genesis chapter 1, verse 22, 24, 35, Job 42, verse 12. And those are in Psalm 45, verse 2. Whenever you look at those, you will see how God is talking about blessing. And it goes on. But we're just going to focus on that one. And then we're going to drop down to Isaiah 42, verse 1, and then verse 6 and 7. Now hear what he says. I will bless you. Now, hear my servant. What is he saying? He's calling you and I a servant. Well, what are the criteria for a servant to be classified as a servant? Where are we going to find those criteria from? We're going to have to go to the Word. And then not only he calling you a servant, then he jumped and says, my chosen one in whom I delight. So it wasn't just anyone. There must have been some criteria there for the Creator to use to determine who a servant is, and then he chose them. He said, my chosen one. He didn't say, I'll choose you now. He said, my chosen one, in whom I delight. And he goes on. He says, I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nation. And now first thing people are going to say, he was talking about Jesus. And no doubt he probably there. That's one interpretation of it. But I look at it as he was speaking to us as well, speaking to humans as well. Chose us for a time as this. Otherwise, we wouldn't be speaking his word to his people or to the people. And so if we are speaking his word, then we are one of his servants. And then because we have been faithful and follow the criteria that he laid out, then he chooses us. We are his chosen one. And then if he chose us, he said, whom I delight. Now you think about it, you're going to choose somebody don't like, you can't deal with, you don't stand? No. And then he said, now this is what he's equipping us. He says, I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nation. Now, most time, most people just stop and just Jesus. But what does Jesus, when we read the message, what are we supposed to be doing with the gospel message? Now, I know what y'all going to say. Oh, well, that's Old Testament. And the Old Testament was done away with. No, it was not. This was the foundation for the new. I mean, can have a new without a foundation, something new? You can't. If you try and build a house without a foundation, see how long it's going to stand. And then it goes on. What does he say? I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. A lot of people want to jump up and down talking about righteous, oh, I'm a righteous one and all that. But there are criteria. We must meet certain criteria to be called righteous. Here, he was a servant. Here, we were chosen. Here, he put his spirit in us with specific purpose. The specific purpose was to bring justice to the nation. And we think about it and look at it, justice to the nation. How are we going to do that? And now he said, I will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles. You and I are covenant for the people. He chose you. He chose me. And we have a covenant with the Creator and with the people. We covenant to provide what for the people? We have to think. Don't just listen to what people are telling you. If I were to just listen to what people are telling me, I would have stopped. They're talking about Jesus, or they're talking about the Messiah. Oh, that's okay. This doesn't apply to me. Whenever you go and look in the gospel, you can find something similar to what Jesus said that he was supposed to be about. And then when he passed the gospel message on to us, it's what we need to be about. And it goes on to say, people and a light for the Gentiles, well, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. Think about all of this now. I will bless you. Now, you receiving a blessing, most of the time we just start with money. This servant was blessed to do those things that I just read. And then if we go on and we move down a little further to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And we haven't gotten to the second part. We just want to make sure that the first part is clear. I will bless you. Who's blessing you? And it says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. He's not talking about something years ago. He's talking about the present, the now. Covenant that he made with the people back then. If you stop and think about it, maybe the people were concerned about their offspring. And maybe their petition was for protection for them. And if you look at the offspring now, are elderly. So we can see, I can see through my spiritual eyes, the youth and the elderly are being covered by that covenant talking about. Now that's for my life. I don't know about yours. I don't know who the God is that you serve. So you have to sit. And that's the beauty of this. This word, the word is so flexible. The mystery of the word manifests itself in many different ways at different times, and nothing has changed. Absolutely nothing has changed in terms of the word. And you apply it to situations and circumstances today. And why do you think God said that in Deuteronomy? Because he was talking then about the children that he had freed from Egypt. He fed them. He gave them water. Well, first, he protected them so that they could escape. as we sit on the street, he had their back. Their back was against the wall. They get there and they're facing the wall. They were facing the sea. And they were trying, how are we going to get across? The part of the water. They rolled on across. And at all times, Pharaoh, his boys, was coming up behind them. They got across the sea, and the walls of the water collapsed. And as a result of that, Pharaoh and his army, and you know what the song said, but don't stop at the song. Go to the word. They were annihilated by the water. And then now you got people today who are listening to the History Channel. And some people were going, they're going to tell you that that couldn't have happened that way. And they're going to tell you that it couldn't happen that way. Not, and they're going to use a computer to prove, try to prove it. Well, one of the things that I saw on the History Channel, they want to say that there was a wind that came and separated the waters. Well, where did the wind come? They say the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came like a rushing wind. How is it that at one part it says a wind, another part says the Spirit? Well, I look at it as the Spirit of God is what opened the waters and held the water back for the children of Israel to walk through. But it appears that they forgot that too. And they were fed manna from heaven. But what was they grumbling and complaining? I don't know why you brought us out here. We were back in Egypt. We would have seasons in our food. Food wouldn't be so bland. I'm making it in today's conversation. And that was one of the things that they were saying, that they were back in Egypt. Their food wouldn't taste bland like it tasted, like that manna that they were eating, not stopping to think that that was food that was giving them the nurture that they needed. And the water came from a rock. Now, you think about it, and you look, you go to a creek, and you look, there's a possibility that some of those boulders that we are looking at that's out there in the water, maybe may have water in it. We have to begin to think for ourselves and not allow other people to think for us, not allow other people to tell us what to think. I'm not here to try to tell you what to think. I'm here to tell you what and how this appeared to me. And I will bless you with Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. Again, it says, a generous person will prosper. Generous. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. So now let's go back. Now, here we've been blessed for a specific purpose. And what is that purpose? He says, you will bless others. And what did I just read? Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person will prosper. So you will bless. You go back up to your father Abraham, Genesis 12:2-3, basically saying the same thing. He's blessing Abraham, and Abraham is blessed to be a blessing. And when we go down here, what does it say? A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Who bless others will be blessed. That's his interpretation or translation. This might be the Messenger Bible. I forgot to write the notification of where it came from. Why did that topic come today? It came because I receive the blessing. I hem, then I hold, and I hem, then I hold. Person text me and ask me did I have Zelle or Cash App or something. I didn't respond. Person called me and tell me that I didn't respond to that question. I responded to another question, but I didn't respond to that. And what did I do? I had to think. And I said that it was pride, my pride, my pride. And with my pride, I was blocking them from receiving that blessing. What did the scripture? The scripture was clear. It says a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And you go back and keep reading about Father Abraham. He was blessed to be a blessing. And now here, this person, I stopped. And what I saw was the person. And my whole thought was, I have to miss. What does this person want from me? Why does this person want to bless me? What is this person's expectation going to be? Through all of that. And that wasn't necessary. But where I was at that time, it was for me, because as a result of my processing it, I realized one thing, that my not accepting the blessing, my not responding in a positive way may prevent that person from receiving their blessing. But what it did, it prevented me from receiving a blessing. So, who blessed me? It was the Creator through that person. The Creator wouldn't stand there, okay, Armstrong needs a blessing. I know he's going to be driving down the road, down this road at this time. So I'm going to let money fall down from the sky. And he's going to stop in the middle of the street and he's going to get the money. No. He blessed me through another person. And having a conversation with that person, they informed me that they would have this extra money, and the divine spirit told them to bless me with it, and others, not just me, but others as well. And when I thought about, I heard that, I felt a little foolish, because here I know more than God. Here I'm questioning all of this. I will bless you, is what the divine spirit says. And you will bless others. And the thing about it is, there were no strings attached. The way the world blesses you, the world will bless you and tell you that for this I'm giving you, you're going to have to jump through these hoops. No, that didn't happen. There was no change. There was a spiritual understanding and a spiritual connectedness came about as a result of that act. And it showed me the power of the Creator. It showed me that the Creator can use whoever he chooses to bless you. And that as a result of that, how do we respond? How do we respond to it? How did I respond? After I went through that gyration, I thank God, because I saw God touching that person. And that person was obedient to the Holy Spirit, who then was directed to give me a grade. Thank you for that. And I recognize the Creator as being the one that did it. And as a result of that, my whole thing was also, I thought back and said, I used to do things for people. And I would give them stuff and they ask, and I said, don't worry about it. It'll come back. My wife or my daughter, friends of mine, they may be in need. And you'll be there. Oh, it's not you. You bless somebody else. Somebody will be there to bless them. And I had to sit and chuckle. And maybe this had to do with someone that I blessed, that the Creator gave in place in my heart to bless them unconditionally, and now it's coming back to me. So thought was, why do I need it at this time? Well, I could think of a lot of needs, a want, a desire. And one is happened that your catalytic converter gone, my catalytic converter is gone. And that's going to be X number of hundreds of dollars. So maybe, but I said, no, want that. May not been that. May not be that. My whole thing is the Creator blesses who the Creator wants to bless and curse those that he wants to curse. So my whole thought process has changed in terms of the way I perceive things, especially gifts of blessing. Now, I'm going to open the mic and see if there's a comment. If not, we have reached the part of our messages where we open the mic and have entertaining questions or comments from those who are listening. The format is a 30 minutes, no more than 30 minutes discussion or message, 10 minutes discussion. The mic is open. Is there a comment or is there a question? All right. Well, if there are no comments and no questions, I want to thank you for listening. And I trust that something was said caused you to examine the way that you respond to situations and circumstances. And hopefully the word, when you apply it to those situations and circumstances, you are able to find inner peace, because that's what the message is all about. It's leading people to peace from within, not the external peace. And I want to thank you again for listening, and I thank God for you. And as a result of that, we say shalom, shalom.